Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, I'm still in Texas. I'm actually glad I'm not. It was smoking. It's too hot. Poor old Steve, who's melting with Steve Cox. Yeah. We nearly needed to get him, man. I thought at one point we'd have to get him an oxygen mask and some, you know, oxygen cylinders. But we survived suffering for Jesus. Can I tell them a funny story?
Yes.
Not that one.
Stevie said tells lots of funny stories about me. He's been very good on this trip. Oh, I was in Ireland talking about the altar sacrifice and we all about to stand up and feel the coals on our lips and the seraphim were there. And I don't know what I said was funny, but Stevie come totting up to the basket and said something funny and the whole place erupted in laughter and we all got really whacked. It spoiled my punchline, but it was fine. So one evening, we go for a walk, Stevie and I, it's been a boiling hot day. They hadn't seen this reptilian seed for 40 years. And funnily enough, we were talking about the opposite realm at the time, praying some stuff. And all of a sudden, this wiggly, some naked thing is slithered by Stevie's feet. And he went, "Woo!" I was like, "Whoa!" And then I was like, the road went, I whipped round and left him. I abandoned him. I abandoned Stevie.
And two. Wow.
To the mouth and the coils of the snake.
Jane ran away and left me to die.
You've never seen me run so fast in my life.
I'm not screaming like a girl. I did scream like a girl.
And when I was at least as far as where the door is there, I turned around and went, "Oh, you're right, Stevie." This is a true story.
Fine. Before this story ends, this snake that was that size will be 5 million feet long.
No, it was tiny. It was so big. But you know, it's really interesting. The last time we travelled together, we had snakes, loads of snakes in Canada. They just appeared. They hadn't had snakes for 30 years in this beautiful naked place in Canada. So we're beginning to wonder, Stevie, what's going on with the snakey glory. So far as I just pray right now, we do not see any when we go for a walk later. Actually, no, yeah. Okay. I'm just playing around until I get to where I want to go. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, it's funny though, Stevie's face is a picture. He did this like two-step thing.
It was funny watching you run like the bionic woman. I need this.
Thank you, Jesus. It's great, isn't it? Holy Spirit, that's how you play with us. Whoa. Okay. The flames of perfection. Oh, Jesus. Point one. Get whacked. Point two.
Yeah!
Point three, lean on the electorate. And the jack of Jesus.
Let me off.
Point four. Bush was burning, yet the bush was not consumed. Fire transforms. It transforms matter. The physics of fire, it consumes, dissembles, transforms everything into gas from solid matter, leaving no breath in it. But how did the burning bush, the fire burn in the bush? And yet, it was not consumed. Fire transforms us, becoming something we did not know yet. But what we will become. Elevators, raptured, caught up into his fiery breath. The Ruach. As we engage in the blaze of our language changes, becoming perfected. Jesus says, your works will be judged by fire. The works of who we are, not carnal pleasures or works of the flesh. We're allowing him to become inside of us, transforming us inside from glory to glory. Wow. Moses saw the fire in the burning bush. He looked and saw that the bush was not consumed. So Moses thought, I must turn aside and see why the bush was not burnt up. It says in Exodus 3:4 in the Voice translation, when the Eternal One saw Moses approaching the burning bush to observe it more closely, he called out to him, the Lord did, from the fire, from within the bush. Moses. Jesus, help me. 1 John 3:2. My dear friends, we are now children, God's children, but it is not clear what we shall become. So the analogy of fire transforming us into something completely different. I'm becoming the Ruach and the breath of God. Wow. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he really is. It says in 2 Corinthians 3, but we all with unveiled faces, beholding as in the mirror to the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit reflecting his glory in his fire. The result of being in his fire is our hope is fixed on him. Purifies us so as to be as pure as he is. And you know, the government of God can only land on holiness and purity. It's not going to land on impurities. So ultimately, we have to step and go through the fire. Wow. And if we want to become the Ruach and the breath of the Father, calls the living beings from the fire touch our lips. This is not about sin and carnal flesh, this is about the inner holiness, the inner purity of the Father's heart. So we then transition into the burning heart of the Father. We become the burning ones, the fiery ones. Wow. Yay. In the Hebrew, wow, Jesus, the letter shin represents, the letter shin means teeth, it means devourer. Also, it means, wow, the eternal flame. And I believe in this time and this season that that's what the Father's looking for, to land his government on. Not our own desires, not our own, we've been saying this all day, not our own. So we become the messenger of his fire, of his flame, to change everything around us. Did you know, after Moses has an encounter with the Lord from the burning bush, he spent 40 days in thought, word and deed in the fire. He didn't pull out of it or shy away. He didn't just step on the altar and then step back and go about his work. He went off stepping into that fire, the transforming living flame, and to become the fire, the revelation, the oracle voice that now speaks in heaven on the earth. When we bring others into this experience, into the Ruach breath of the Father, it changes you forever and ever. It says in John 3:8 in the voice, the wind blows all around us as if it has a will of its own. We feel and hear it, but we do not understand where it has come from or where it will end up. Life in the Spirit is as if we were in the wind of God, in the wind of his fiery breath. I love the Amplified translation. It says, the wind blows wherever it wishes. You hear the sound it makes. You hear the crackle of the fire. You hear the lapping up of the flames. But we do not know where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit of the fire, becoming the breath of God. On the day of Pentecost, Holy Spirit fell. First of all, there was a wind through the upper room, the wind of his Spirit, the wind of his breath, the Ruach. And the fire fell, the tongues of fire, over the last 3 years, since 2013, when I had an encounter with the seraphim and the cherubim in the worship in Scotland, where I was taken and saw the heart of the cherubim. I've had multiple encounters and share a lot about it. But there's one thing I learn about it, is to embrace the fire. There is no resistance. There's only one way to go, convergence in the living flame. Whether we step on the altar of fire, whether we embrace the coals, the fiery coals of our lips, the coals being fiery living beings, living entities. The convergence power of God, as it is in heaven, displayed here in oneness. A messenger of his fire, We are to become a messenger of his flame. Jesus. Leviticus 6:12. The fire on the altar shall keep burning on it. It shall not go out. The fiery tongue of the breath of the Father in your mouth shall not go out. But the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and he shall lay out the burnt offering on it, and offer up in smoke and fat portions of the peace offering on it. Fire shall keep burning continually on the altar. It is not to go out. That burning, burning flame in our hearts. We are the burning fire. We are the burning flame. We are the Father's burning heart. Has to be kept aflame. Has to be kept pure and holy. A daily sacrifice to him. In yielding and surrender. Wow. About 4 weeks ago, we had Carl Whitehead come over from New Zealand to speak about the Hebrew letters, to do a whole teaching on the living letters. And I've learned a little bit about the Hebrew letters, and I see things very pictorial. But I've got a tape now, I'm beginning to speak it out around my life and around my family. I've never thought to do this before, but on the last evening, he talked about the letter, the shin. But during the worship, I began to look around at people that were worshipping the Lord. It was a beautiful time of worship. We didn't actually sing about fire, but I could see like tongues of fire around people's lives. I've never seen it like that before. And some people, their flames were like flamethrowers coming out of their head. And some people, the flame was only just flickering. And I began to weep in my heart for people whose flames were tiny and small, and they weren't really on fire for God. No fault of their own. I just felt compassion in my heart and I began to weep. And my tears began to burn into my face and it felt like rivers of molten lava and fire. And I began to feel a tremor in my heart and in my spirit and I thought something's going to happen. But it felt different than when I had an encounter with Seraphim. It was a different feeling. It was almost like the terror of the Lord that he was going to come in bodily form. I've had loads of encounter with the Lord as a father, as Jehovah, lots of different encounters with the Father in dreams, in visions, but I've only had at bodily form encounters with the Lord 3 times now, where he's visibly shown himself to me as a person. Wow. Feel that realm? That canopy? You can feel the Father. The Father's in the house. Whoa, we just honor you, we love you, Jesus, Holy Spirit, that come before his realms. We honor you, Lord God, omnipotent, God, Father, Jehovah, Yeshua, Yad, Hey, Mah, Hey. Wow. Yay. I didn't understand the first encounter. We were in California, Stevie and I. And it's interesting, every single time I've had a visible encounter, bar the one recently I've been with Stevie, it's because he carries the heart of a father, a heart of compassion, but he has that kingly anointing like David. The servant is the king, the king is the servant. And we'd been to this meeting and it was a bit weird really. Everyone around me is fantastic, amazing encounters flying around and I was just crying the whole time. I kept feeling that indigenous, Native American. I just kept going into encounters where I saw where they'd been moved off the land to reservations. My encounters weren't that pleasant, but I knew the Lord had shown me stuff to intercede for the land with my very little knowledge. And that night, we went to stay at somebody else's house and I was supposed to share a room with some girls, but I just could not. I needed to go on my own. And the Lord was amazing. He told the lady who was looking after us, who was organised the accommodation, don't stick Jane with anybody, leave her on her own. So the guys were gracious and changed rooms so I could have my own room. And it's the same feeling, this meeting, the living letters and the shit. And I was like, Lord, how's this working out? And I went to bed this night, and I must have slept 2 hours. And when I woke up, I'm not one of these people that perspires a lot. My bed was soaking wet. The covers were wet, my hair was wet. I remember getting up, don't know how I got out of bed and going to the bathroom, and it was like, my heart was shaking, my whole being was shaking, but I knew it wasn't just an angelic, it wasn't just a cloud of witnesses. I knew it was something really strategic. And so I got back into my bed, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll never forget it, and I just kept weeping and weeping and weeping and weeping in my heart. And it was pitch black, and the room had curtains of planetary on it. There were stars and navy blue curtains, and the room was lined with wood. It was beautiful, smelling pine. And all of a sudden, I shut my eyes, and the room was a white light. And I sat up in my bed, and the room was a white light. It wasn't dark. There were no curtains anymore. And there was the Lord, visibly, bodily form. And every time my heart spoke to him, this is how I learned to speak to my father, speak to Jesus, speak to Stevie, speak to people I love and hold in my heart, cardiogenosis. Through the thoughts and intents of your heart, holding somebody in your heart, he would move towards me with love. But if I felt a little bit scared, my thought, he would move away and give me space. It was about to hear to the door, and I'm like, you know, there was no messing. I wasn't joking, I was like crying and weeping. And it was this bright, bright light, and I knew it was the Father, not Jesus. But if you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father, and I've seen Jesus. And I kept thinking all these thoughts, but my mind went in slow motion. And then I managed to get about as near as Doreen, but at that point, I was like, undone. And the next day, I thought I'd wet the bed and everything. I was just like Ian, washing machine. I don't know what I'd done, but it was just incredible. And then he said to me in my heart, make way. And I'm like, make way. And he's like, make way. So I was like, in my heart, I don't really understand what you're saying, but I will do what you ask me to do. And he kept saying to me, he put his hand out and he gave me a piece of fresh bread. And I thought, what do I do with this? And this is all going on. And I just didn't understand it at the time, but I knew that he had a mandate and that he wanted me to do something particularly in California, in the nation. At the time, I wasn't quite sure what was going on. So after about, it felt like hours and hours being in his presence. But I realised the next, I fell asleep then, into this like really deep sleep. And when I woke up in the morning, daylight, the curtains are there, and I'm thinking, what happened to me? I am soaking wet. I'm a bit embarrassed because I'm going to have to tell the people. Did I wet the bed? What happened? Did I spill my water? My pillow was soaking wet, my hair was wet. And I thought, this is definitely an unnatural phenomenon for me. And also in the night, first of all, how I saw the Lord, he was a beautiful stag with massive antlers. You're not going to believe this. I opened the curtain in the morning and there's a stag walking past with huge antlers. And the Lord is still there outside the window, clearly. And he's like, make way. Make way. Make way for my presence and my heart. I was just like crying all day. I couldn't even tell the guys. I couldn't speak. I couldn't do anything. We just got showered and we had to go somewhere for breakfast. I just wanted to hide under the bed. But that was my first major encounter physically with the Lord. You can see the Lord. We don't have to hide in the cleft of the rock anymore. That scripture that says, they hid Moses in me. He hid Moses and said, if you see my glory, you'll die. You're not going to die. You're going to see him face to face. If I can see him, you can see him. You can encounter him. Yeah. And then 4 weeks ago, unexpectedly, that feeling came into my heart again. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, we're in a meeting. Can't we do this privately? And Carl was talking about the burning bush, the shin, the letter, devouring the fire. And I said, Lord, what does that look like? And I began to see this little flame flying past. I thought, oh, seraph in her ear again. I thought, well, it's not a seraph, it looked like a hand. So with my thought and my heart, my hand, and I visibly did in the meeting. No one else was there by this point, I'd gone somewhere else. And I went like that, and all of a sudden, the father stepped down out of the cloud in the meeting where Jarena is, and it flames as fire. It was like, started off with a lick of a hand, his hand was aflame, and then I touched his hand, and the flames appeared, and his face was in flames. This went on for about an hour. What I didn't know, I'm absolutely shouting the place down in the meeting. I thought it was in my heart, but I'm like crying and weeping. I'm like, can you not see him? Can you not see him? I'm going to everybody. And Carl speaking, he's so gracious, he's like, Jane, shalom. So I sort of shut my eyes again and just lay in that place of shalom, but I could feel it again rising, the tears, the weeping, the heart, the burning heart of the Father, and that's what I was feeling, the burning heart. And I opened my eyes and he's still there. And he spoke to me audibly. And the two ladies sat next to me heard it. The three, Stevie shared the three. I felt like a washing over me, waves of fiery, burning love of passion as I looked into his face in the fire, in the flames. He looked so beautiful, so lovely. I didn't feel fear at this point about stepping into the fire. And he said, I am coming for you. Everything is about to change. Here I come, here I come. I am coming as a consuming fire. Ready or not, I'm coming, and I'm coming for you. I'm coming for the church. I'm coming for the ecclesia. Don't be afraid. Run into the fire. Come walk on the fiery oceans with me. Come walk into the fire. I was shouting it out in the meeting. Run into the fire. Don't shy away. Run into the fire. The consuming, converging fire. And then the Lord showed me that then we become the breath, the ruach, the fire of God. And we'll be changed forever. And then he said, look into my face. Fire in my eyes, fire in my heart, fire in my bones. The fire of God elevates you. It draws you up into his perfection. You become the flames, the burning heart of perfection. You are perfected in him, in his heart. Jesus says your works will be judged by fire. The works of who you are. We need to allow him to come into that place. He makes his angels wings of flaming fire. I believe this is talking about you are the messengers of his fire. Step into the flames. Give yourself to the entwining flame. Becoming the incense, the holiness, perfected in an instant, you then become a living flame. In 2013, Bonnie Jones, Bob Jones's wife, had in the dream. This is what she said. In the dream, I saw people running towards a house that was greatly ablaze. Fire was blaring everywhere. There was a yellow police tape stretching between the trees in the foreground that read, do not cross. But the people paid no attention. They just broke through the tape and ran towards the fire. She said, in the dream, I believe the house represents the church and it's about to catch fire. Is this not what the Lord told me? 4 weeks ago. The glory of the Lord is going to fill the house in such an extraordinary way. Your house. But this fire within you is going to be contagious. People will come from near and far to feel the presence and the power of the baptism of fire. John the Baptist was here, do you know why? He came to baptize us with water. But one is coming to baptize us with fire. Yes. To carry the government of God. In the dream, she said that the people paid absolute no attention to the police tape. They just broke through the tape and ran towards the fire. Run to So, Father, we don't need the seraphim like the encounters I had. It wasn't just about my heart and my life. It was some other stuff were going on with the seraphim. But we don't need the seraphim to show up. We don't need the cherubim to show up to step into that fire, to become the breath and the ruach, the breath and the fire of God.
Yes.
We want to become living sacrifices, literally. Not step on the altar, then slip off again. We need to stay in that permanent surrender and yielding to his fire, to the scalpel of his love. Yes. The mystical saints of old, Catherine of Siena, St. John of the Cross, I could read you multiple, I have done before when I've been here, about the burning, piercing hearts of the fire, that the seraphim would come like a fiery dart and pierce to the very core of their hearts. We just need to say yes. We just need to step in and say, consume me, I give all. Yes. We've been thinking about it all day, heart to heart, with the burning heart of the Father. So Father, we come now in full yielding, in full surrender, and we step forward onto that altar of fire. And once again, we ask you for the seraphim to come and bring those living, burning coals of the burning heart. Lord, let the record of the living beings draw us into convergence in a living flame. We come now in surrender in convergence with your flame. We become the flame. You become like Moses, fire in his heart, fire in his eyes, fire in his blood burned, with the Father's love, with the Father's passion, with passion. We are the representation of the divinity, the divine God, messengers of his face. Messengers of his mouth, messengers of his heart, messengers of his spirit, messengers of his mind. Wow. There is no compromisation. The hour is late. The time is short. Run into the fire. Run into the fire. Run into the fire. Because in that fire, when you become the breath of the Father, the oracles and the mysteries and the secrets of the stars come forth from your lips. Transforming, transfigured from glory to glory to glory. In oneness in him. Living. Moving flames. like Evan Roberts and Smith Wigglesworth, we could name millions of people, saints of old, would walk into the factory and people would be convicted with the fear of the Lord. The presence was so strong on Charles Finney. I could read you multiple quotes that I have with me. But it's you now. You've been appointed. It's your time. We're that generation he's been waiting for. He's been looking for. He's burning it now. He's stirring it in your heart. So, Father, expand our hearts. Expand our spirits. More expanded states of infused knowledge and revelation and clarification is your best friend. Face to face in his glorious habitation. He wants to come and habitate his people first. And then we change everything around us. Flames of revelation. Father, we ask you for no more seasons of dryness. No more desert seasons. That we would be locked in union, common union, in the burning heart of flames of the Father. Because you're in him and he's in you. And he says, you are mine forever. Yes. Eternity, infinity. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. So we embrace it. We receive it. We yield and we surrender. Wow. Jesus. That's right. Some of you right now are feeling like a funny feeling around your mouth. It feels a little bit like pins and needles. That's a fire. That's a fire. Just open your mouth and receive it. Breathe deep. Take a deep breath. Some of you are feeling burning in your chest, burning, burning, burning in your chest, weight in your chest, weight in your chest. The burning heart of the Father. Compassion for the oppressed, for the sick, for the homeless. Some of you are feeling burning on your hands right now. Lay hands on the sick. Raise the dead.
Oh, yes.
Ah.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Habitation. Come and inhabit your people. Increase it, increase it, increase it, stoke it up. Burning, 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 burning. Passion, fire, and glory. As we step onto that altar, as we receive those calls, we transform and transfigure into his likeness, into his glory. We embrace it, we embellish it, we receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa. So, Father, we step into our destinies. You come and unravel more of our scrolls and destinies and books. We say, Father, where there's been deferring, where things have come and cluttered us up, and our scrolls have been deferred, we just say now they are open. Rekindle that fire, rekindle that passion, rekindle that burning love. Open scrolls, 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 open. Books, books, books. One of the ways to open your books and your scrolls is worship, worshipping. We love you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Salvation Army was blood and fire, and I believe God's given a revelation in these days of blood and fire, because God is going to transform a generation into the mature sons, but he's going to do it through blood and fire. Father, I just ask that you release your flames tonight, Lord, the same flame that came upon Azusa Street, Lord, the same flame that came upon Jonathan Edwards, the same flame that came on Wales in 1904, the same flame that came upon John Knox and saw a whole nation transformed, the same flame that came upon Smith Wigglesworth, the same flame that came upon Kathleen Kuhlman, the same flame, Lord, that came upon our forefathers. Lord, the cloud of witnesses walked in the flame, walked in the fire. Lord, will you send the fire upon us to change us, to change our genetics, to change our DNA, to burn up all inward corruption, that we might walk in the full stature of Christ. Let your fire come. Let that baptism that Bob Jones' wife spoke about, let that flame come upon us. Baptize us, immerse us in the fullness of the Holy Spirit and fire. Lord, why not here? Lord, why not us? Lord, why not now? Send a flame that transforms us as people, then transforms the regions. Lord, we are for a wildfire, an uncontainable fire, an unboxable fire, a fire that burns up religion, a fire that burns up political correctness, a fire that burns up agendas of men, the programs of men, a fire, Lord God, that destroys all that is not of you. And Lord, I ask for the flames of the seven spirits of God. Lord, let the Spirit of the Lord come upon us. Let the Spirit of wisdom and understanding come upon us. Let the Spirit of counsel and might come upon us. And let the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the seven burning flames that stand before your throne, let the seven spirits rest upon us like it did Jesus. Thank you. let the living flame of Christ himself burn in us. Let Christ burn in us. Transform us, transfigure us into the very image of Christ. Lord, I ask for the flame that was on the apostolic church that I grew up in to come. Because Lord, I remember what it felt like. That ancient flame, Lord. I've never experienced it ever before or after. I've never experienced such depth. God, I'm asking for the depth of your fire to come. Such a depth, Lord God, that was upon these men and women of old. They walked in such purity and holiness that people just coming near them would begin to weep. Lord, send the flame that was upon my forefathers. Send the flame, Lord God, that was upon the apostolic church, Lord. They had the true government. They were prototypes. Send that flame. Lord, we do not want hype. We want the real fire, the real flame.
Father, we say in this season there is no compromise.
Yeah.
There is absolutely no compromise. Lord, we thank you for the sacrifice. We thank you that you became the living flame. You are the living flame, the eternal flame. Thank you, Jesus.